Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And we are back with another interview this week. But before we get to it, how are you, Miss Cynthia Kiss?
I'm spinning. I'm in love with your outfit today, Juice. You look kind of cute.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was posting
thirst
traps yesterday.
Describe the fit.
So if you are not a Patreon subscriber, which if you would like to be, it is only $3 a month if you want to see and our beautiful faces and our beautiful fits. But if you are not, I will describe to you. I am wearing a black oversized crop top, and it has an eagle on it and like a road sign with wings, and it says Live Free Flagstaff, Arizona. And for me, it's the most homophobic shirt I could wear.
I feel like it's bullying me a little bit, and I like it.
I feel like it would drive by on a motorcycle and drop the F-bomb at you.
Yeah, you look like you're like slightly homophobic, and I look like Caillou, like all grown up.
But with hair.
Some more. Yes, he somehow grew hair. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. How are you though? How's things been going?
So good. I did Granville Street Party yesterday, which was like a really quick show, but just like so fun because it's like people walking by. There was like a children's breakdance showcase right before, and they were all so fucking good, and some of them stayed behind and were like impressed at like what I do. It just blows my mind that like little girls like want my autograph. I'm like, what? That is so cute. That is so cool. So it's like, I don't know, love and life. It's fun to do stuff in Vancouver because it's not as like much of a rigmarole.
And then how have you been? Home and go to bed right after.
Oh my god, go to home. Yep. It's the bedtime right easily after. I'm like,
done.
My bed.
My bed, my shower.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's always very nice. I'm really good. I just did Fan Expo this weekend. Unfortunately, you could not make it.
No.
But I was still invited. I was the guest on a Supernatural podcast called Ghost Facers.
Ooh.
Super fun. Supernatural, not like ooh, ooky spooky Supernatural, like the TV show Supernatural.
Oh, makes more sense. Okay, got you.
Yeah. So you were like, why were you on that? So I was the guest on that, and it gave me free entry into the con. And it was nice because I was able to enjoy it. Yeah. I didn't have to be in drag. I didn't have to be in cosplay. And I could just finish my job and go do my thing. I had a great time.
Juice and I have lugged giant luggage through Fan Expo before. Because we just come with a lot of stuff, both emotional and physical baggage.
Insane.
And it's insane. So I totally get you going out of drag and just kind of getting to enjoy it afterwards. That's so fun. Did you get any swag, any like merch or any cute
I bought a tchotchke.
Yes!
I bought a big acrylic print from an anime that I really like. And I put it in my gym.
Like a resin kind of, or like a high shine.
Yeah, it's like a high shine resin, like rock hard. And it's like it's like a digital drawing that they had printed onto this like big thing. It wasn't too bad of a price. And I was just like, this looks really cool. And he's like really muscly. So I was like, this will fit in my gym perfectly. So I bought it and
we gotta decorate the gym. You gotta motivate yourself.
Exactly.
Feel good in your spaces, nest.
All about
it's healthy.
The games. But yeah, so I got to do that this weekend and that was super fun. I did notice too, you and Kendall, I just think this is the funniest thing. You both did the candlelight version of Heaven by DJ Sammy.
Yes, we do that. Yes. We do that time.
I didn't know that you do that. I am upset.
Do you like it? The girls insist. A part of me thinks it's cringe, but at the same time, I think it's fun.
Oh, I'm upset. But for me, the candlelight version of Heaven is like my high school experience. Like that was like my, totally. I'm feeling sad and I need like a gloomy, fun song. I will listen to Heaven by DJ Sammy candlelight mix.
No, totally. And I set the audience up. I was like, remember, Kendall and I lip synced for our lives to this like remixed version of this song. And then they killed me. And then I'm dead. So it was like maybe Cynthia, it's like a Cynthia funeral. With all the lights up, it was cute.
Oh,
it's great.
I was watching. I was just like, these two are so extra, and I wish I was there to see this. This is the most.
Giving the most. I hope you keep on serving
kind.
But I'm so excited to chat with Beth today. I feel like it's been a minute. You both are first out girlies.
We're first out girlies. Me and Beth have actually gotten to work together quite a lot. We've gotten quite close over the summer, which has been nice because I remember when she first got eliminated, we didn't really get to interact much, and we didn't really get to interact much kind of like within spaces. We didn't get a lot of gigs together. But this summer we've had like quite a few, which has been really cool.
I love it when the roster gets switched up and it's like you end up at these same events. It's so fun. It's like, okay, which sister am I going to see this Pride? You run into like set of queens. Totally.
One summer it was me and Tainomi every Pride. Every city, every Pride, it was always me and Tainomi. We were either working the same events or we were working within the same city doing different events. I would say like 2 summers in a row, it was always me and Tainomi.
Didn't have dinner with her once.
Oh, please. All the time.
I'm kidding.
She's the best.
She's the best. I fucking love Tainomi.
Oh, I'm obsessed with her.
Have I said on the podcast, apologies if I'm repeating a story on the pod, but did you know I worked with Tainomi at American Apparel?
No.
Yes. She was like my gateway to like what a drag queen is. Tainomi is like the very first queen I like ever interacted with. She's like a sliding door moment of life.
Tainomi is one of the like first queens I ever interacted with.
See, that just radiates. It's coded. It's semi-qualifying queens. It's coded.
I know. That means we have to have Tainomi on the pod is what we're saying.
It's well overdue. But for now, I'm so excited to talk to Beth. Shall we cut over? Should we dial her in?
Well, I don't have her number. Do you?
No, I totally do. I adamantly
Let's
asked.
Give her a call.
Yeah.
Let's give her a call.
Dialing Beth.
And here she is, my first out girly, having the Beth life ever. Give it up for Beth. Not give it up, as if there's an audience, but say hi, Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hey. How are you? Oh my God, there's sound effects. This is so professional.
Yes. Sound effects. Yeah.
Oh, we bring it, Beth. We bring it, believe me.
How's it going? How are you doing? Thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, of course. You know, I'm good. Just living my best life. You know what it's like being a first out girly? It's just, you know, everyone just wants a piece of you.
I was just about to say, I was like, being a first out girl, it's like you've got to almost like double time the hustle because you've just got to work your fucking ass off once you hit the ground because you almost get a half step lower than your other girls.
Oh, for sure. Everyone just automatically assumes that you're bad at drag because you went home first on a produced television show. So you have to like prove to them otherwise. And it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I like when that's the only thing they like to hold against you. Like I started to tweet, if the only insult you have against me is that I went home first on a TV show 3 years ago, I think you should maybe figure something, a better insult. Call me a faggot, you know?
Oh my God, I remember that tweet. Because I was like, right? that's a really fair point. Like at some time, you have to admit that it's like, it's just a reality television show. Mm-hmm. Everyone who gets cast is talented. Like at this point, like that's so frustrating. Does that frustrate you, Beth, where you feel like you have to like work twice as hard?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite is when I end up working with them or someone ends up booking me and then they're like, you're actually really good at drag. And I'm like, I know. Like, why are you shocked?
They're weaponizing the word actually.
I know.
You're actually good at this.
But like, no, seriously, honestly, it's kind of fun.
You're so talented.
It's kind of fun. Thank you. It is kind of fun though too to like have the opportunity. Like, it's like people only saw such a small amount of what I'm capable of. So like, literally I can do, like my favorite part of Drag Race was like pretending that those were my runways that I posted. No. I'm kidding.
Okay. But like, we do love a glow up. We love a glow up, Beth. And I can honestly say watching you, yours has been one of my favorites. Since the show, did you like consciously switch up your makeup or was that just like a natural Pokemon evolution?
Well, do you know what happened was for the Canadian Icons runway, I wanted to do something a lot, I don't want to say softer because it was still pretty harsh, but like very different because I was doing Catherine O'Hara. Mm. And I did this really blown out smoky eye for her. And I went out that night after doing the photo shoot and everyone's like, you look really good. I remember looking in the mirror thinking, I look awful. And everyone's like, you look so good, Beth. And I was just
isn't
like,
isn't that the funniest?
Literally.
That how it goes.
So then I started doing like this, like I tried doing it again one day, a little like softer, and all of a sudden my eyes just kept shrinking, you know, everything's kind of softened, but it's kind of getting to the point now where it's going back out, but like with intention. I don't know. Yeah. I think.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that.
With, yeah. Like, I don't know. I like to change things up. I really do. But I also, this makeup I do now, I can do it in like a third of the time of my old makeup and I look 10 times better.
I will say I'm looking at your old makeup and the way that you do it now versus then is almost like back then your eye was slightly downturned and yeah. Now everything that you do in your eye lifts your whole face up.
Snatched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm living my pussy era.
Pussy.
Yes.
Pussy. Now you're really funny, right? You're really funny. You've got a quick sense of humor, which is something that I think we saw on season 2, but I feel like we could have definitely gotten more. So where did you get this sense of humor from? Have you always been really quippy with it, or is this something that you've kind of just developed over the years? Trauma, you could say.
My dad passing away. No, just kidding.
Jesus.
No, I don't know. I think when, you know, life is shitty and like you're treated like shit for most of your young adult life, you kind of stop taking things seriously because mm-hmm. I don't know. Life's more fun when you just like stop worrying about what everyone else thinks. And like, I don't know. I like to, like, especially when I'm in drag is fun for me. Drag is my escape. So if I'm out in drag, I don't want to sit there and be miserable. I want to have fun. And like, my favorite thing too is when I'm able to connect with people and we can just be stupid with each other. Like, I never thought meeting Juice for the first time, I didn't know like how we would get along, but like, I don't know. I have so much fun now with you. Cause like, not because Cynthia's awful. Just... I hate being around her, but.
I know. I'm a drag. I'm a real drag. Yeah. Go hang out with Juice. I get it.
I think it's because you and I have a very similar sense of humor where we're kind of just like mean, you know, mean little bitches, you know?
Yeah. My favorite thing is everyone's always like, oh, Beth, you were so like such a sweetheart, so nice, so like genuine and like relatable and like such a kind heart. And then like everyone who actually gets to meet me, like, you're kind of a rotted cunt. I'm like, I know. It's fun. Like,
you're a rotted bitch. You're like, you're like, what's her ISIS level kind of like, if, for those of you that don't know ISIS is a, if she is a rotted cunt towards you, she loves you. Yes. Right? So like you're, it's like that level of humor, just rotted.
Yeah. But it's all about intention, you know, like I'm never intending to hurt anyone. So like, and if I want to hurt you, I'll hurt you. But like, if we're just like sitting there and having like fun and making fun with each other, it's like, it's love.
It's a kiki. Yeah.
Oh my God, I need to see more Shady Beth. I'm obsessed.
Tune into All Stars 28.
Yes!
We'll Australia versus the world, yeah.
We'll wait Australia versus.
I'm doing Madagascar versus the world, actually.
Oh, yeah. Good That's
choice.
A good one.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Yeah, good choice. Mm-hmm. Good
yeah,
choice.
Yeah.
Now, would another sewing challenge trigger you? You get back on the show, you've got to do another sewing challenge. What does Beth do? Does she have a plan?
I think my outfit was good. I stand by my outfit. I mean, like, the bottom half of the skirt was kind of but, like, the top half of the outfit, like, was kind of pussy. I don't know. I still stand by.
I was thinking about this look today as I knew you were coming on the podcast. And you know what I think it was, my dear? I think it was the hair. I think the hair did you dirty.
The hair was.
See, you were on the runway. You weren't on the runway. Brooklyn fully looked at me. This didn't make it to the edit. She fully looked at me and she goes, your hair and makeup is just so beautiful tonight. I know. I remember this so vividly because I remember sitting there like, my hair does not look good. Like, why is she saying that?
It was giving American Horror Story, that like one redheaded witch character that had like very like frizzy.
Balenciaga. Yeah.
Do you know I wish you almost put it up into like a half up, half down.
I put that hair on my head and Pythia fully looked at me and she goes, what about like putting in an updo? And I was like, no, I think it's
an
fine.
Updo, not an updo.
Was that her
This was also 10 minutes before the run.
Oh, exactly. You're not going to do it right 10 minutes before. Oh my God. There's no time. Oh my goodness. So... you wouldn't be triggered by another sewing challenge. You would have a better wig.
You'd be good to go.
Yeah, and honestly, I had a hand in a lot of the stuff I brought to Drag Race, too. Like, I know how to sew. I remember helping Kendall sew her skirt. I helped Océane, even though I don't like to take credit for that, because that outfit was atrocious. No, I like to sew. I have a lot of fun, like, sewing. I think what happened with the sewing challenge was, like, I've fully had a panic attack right as soon as the cameras cut day one, and I went outside for like an hour and a half and chain smoked for like an hour and a half because I was just like, what am I doing here? So I lost a lot of time, and it's just me not using my time wisely, because my vision for the outfit, I know I would have been either top or high safe.
it just didn't come through.
Yeah.
It didn't fully come through. Now that we've kind of been talking a little bit about your like talents, like your shadiness and your sewing and stuff. Is there one factor about your talent that you truly didn't get to kind of showcase that you might have wanted to a bit? Like you wanted to kind of bring a little bit more to the forefront?
I wish, because like honestly, the man eater lip sync, it's not what I do when I lip sync. Like that's not how I like to perform. Like when I perform, I know I can captivate an audience. I know I can sell a song. And I was not feeling that song. But to me, I like to perform songs that I really, truly connect with. And I just wasn't connecting with that song. But when I do connect with a song, I know I can really, like, sell it. And, like, my biggest thing when it comes to drag is my audience interaction, my working the crowd. Like, it's hard to show that side of you on Drag Race. Because you're lip syncing for three people and a bunch of cameras, you know? So,
outfit that you probably wouldn't have worn.
You are a vegetarian. Yeah, exactly. You cannot perform ethically to a song called Man Eater. It's not in your, it's just not in your ethics.
I'm literally not a vegetarian.
I'm kidding. I know.
I thought you were saying this because I literally just did a vegan brunch the other day. And I went up to the host.
Exactly.
Did you?
I went up to the host. I was like, you know, I'm not vegan, right? And she goes, we're just not going to tell people that.
No, just if it's a vegan gig, you're vegan. If it's a paleo gig, you're paleo. I'll do it all.
Yeah. I'd be showing up to that vegan gig with a big steak, you eating a steak photo, like fake, liar,
fake,
faker.
Walking in the freaking Lady Gaga meat dress, like, hey.
Put your paws up.
I heard there was no meat at this gig.
So, were there any parts of the season after you weren't competing, Beth, that you were like, that would be the challenge I would love to compete in? Like, that's kind of what Juice and I are curious about. Like, when you get asked back, what would you love to do?
Well, I really wanted to do Snatch Game, and I really wanted to do...
Okay, cool.
Well, I wanted to do the sewing challenge too, but whatever. but also the acting scene. I was told at one point that my acting scene is like one of the reasons on the audition tape, one of the reasons I got on, because like I got into drag through acting. Like I started in theater. Cool. And that's how I got my start with drag. And I love like creating characters. So episode three, was it three?
I think the scary acting challenge.
Yes. So I am the biggest fan of horror movies, and my number one horror movie is Scream.
Oh, so good.
I knew every character. Like, I knew every character in that little skit, how they should have been played, like, all that. Like, I was, like doing my research. I'm like, I would have won this challenge. Also, because my Good Girl Gone Bad runway was so different from everyone else's that I think I would have stuck out a little bit. Mine was what Good was Sandy it? To Bad Sandy.
Oh, I like that.
Right? That's cute. I had like a whole wig reveal and everything like that. Everyone was doing like this religious character to like a slut.
You better
shape
up.
Oh, that did happen a couple times, yes.
Because I need a man. What did you wear, Cynthia?
Oh my God. Do you want to understand how silly this was? I thought because for the entire competition, I'm going to be a good girl. And tonight I'm going to wear like black hair and be like punk.
Oh, was that and, the like, one you lip-synced against Stephanie?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Because I'm like...
You were like, I'm a bad girl.
I'm a bad girl.
The look wasn't bad.
It just wasn't... I liked how creative other people went with like being a thing going bad, like from A to B. I didn't get the transformation part of that prompt. I just was like,
do you know who,
tonight I'm
bad. You
know
who had the best... The best concept for that runway was Gia.
Totally. It had like a narrative.
What did Gia do?
She was like a glamour queen going bad, like molding. So like half of her face was like rotting. So it was like from glam to like special effects makeup, which is always cool to showcase.
Yeah.
Back to
it was actually really smart.
We learned a lot, didn't we, Beth?
Oh, 100%. I mean, to be fair, like part of the outfit for My Good Girl Gone Bad was a full Spirit Halloween costume that I had altered into a reveal. So, but the outfit underneath was really cut and cute. So I was really excited to show that.
I think as long as the one underneath is the pussy, then that's the best. It's when you reveal into something that's Spirit Halloween is like, oh.
Yeah. I would, because it was literally going to be on me for like 10 seconds. So I was like, I'm not spending another grand on another outfit that's going to go over top of this, you know?
to go home first. Womp,
yeah. I mean, I went home first in red Solo cups and umbrella, but, you know.
Okay, so speaking of Maneater and going home first, you recently went to the Work the World tour in Vancouver. Oh, no. Can you just tell us about your experience? Tell us to the SQ cuties what happened, because I saw bits of this on social. Break it down for us, Beth. What happened?
Okay, so I got a last minute invite to go to Work the World. I was like, okay, like they're like guest list. I'm like, yeah, let's go. So I was like, sure. And then Rosé's in the audience. I've never met Rosé. I had met like a lot of the other girls up there, but Rosé was not one
short.
Of them. And she is shorter, hey?
She's really? Short. Yeah, she gives tall on social media, but she's like just a little bit taller than me. Oh. I know, hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's like in the audience. She's in the audience. And she's like, do we have any drag artists in the audience? And I was like, hey, yeah, I'm a drag artist. And she's just like, and what's your name? I'm like, I'm Beth from Canada's Drag Race. And she's just like, oh,
not
okay.
What's your name? Who are you?
Well, like, again, like, Rosé. Also, we can all vouch for this. Once you've been on Drag Race, you don't watch Drag Race anymore. Like, as much as you used to. So it's hard to, like,
not unless you have to, you know.
Mm-hmm. No one gave her the prompt that you were there. You got on guest list. They could have been cooler than that.
Well, like, I was on guest list with like the promoter. Like, I don't know. Like, he.
I guess. Well, she. It was so like me. Got, it was like you me got Alona, acquainted. So you got acquainted. Mm-hmm. You got acquainted with Rosé.
Yeah, she's like, oh, this person, you should come on stage with me. And they bring this 13-year-old drag artist who is very well-known here in Vancouver. Her name is Charlotte Couture. And they bring us on stage. And as soon as they say, come to stage with us, I was like, I know what the fuck is about to happen. Why did I put my hand
out?
Right.
Oh, I would have been like, nor.
No, I literally should have. So then I was like, well, I got to be a good sport. And then I go up, and I thought I was fully lip-syncing against Charlotte Couture, and I know Charlotte Couture is, like...
The one.
Little, she's 13 years old, but she, like, turns it out.
She brings it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then they're like, you're lip-syncing against Lady Camden. That's what happened.
Oh, that's even ruder.
Oh, my God.
I know. So I did lip-sync against Lady Camden. Apparently, people said I turned it out. I was like, okay, work.
Okay,
we both did, like, this little stunt at the end of the number at the exact same time in sync. It was, like, really, it was really fun and cute.
I love that.
We had fun. And then Charlotte lip-synced against Diabetti and obviously turned it out. So then what happened was the audience had to vote who won their lip sync, like, or who did better in their separate lip sync. And obviously Charlotte won her lip sync against, like, no, did better in her lip sync against Daya than I did against, in my lip sync against Camden.
Oh. So it's like lip syncing against each other, but against apart. A Drag Race girl. But yeah, that's weird.
Together, but apart.
Yeah, this... This 13-year-old on stage is not going to, like, the audience isn't going to cheer for me, a full-grown man who has already been on Drag Race. They're going to cheer for the 13-year-old. And also, the 13-year-old did turn it out. And then I actually saw Charlotte yesterday at my brunch, and she showed up in the same hair and same outfit as me.
This girl's coming for you. You know what? Curse her for the first out curse. Give her the first out curse. If she ever gets on, then she'll get kicked off first.
Literally.
Give her, and then, like, a piece of your mind. I don't care that she's 13 years old, Beth. Stick your ground.
I've been dragging her. It's so fun. Like, good. She has fun with it too, but, like, because I'm not going to actually bully a 13-year-old. But again, like, when she's in on the joke, it's fine.
Yeah.
We love Charlotte. She was actually at the Granville Street Party. And I was like, I purposely didn't pick her for the lip sync for your life because I was like, Charlotte, you've had a lot of time under the sun this weekend. We got to share the love. We got to share the stage.
Well, yeah. Charlotte, if you're listening, if you're listening, Charlotte, thanks for being you. Thanks for being great.
Everyone go follow Charlotte here. I'm going to give her a shout out really quick. What's her Instagram?
Yeah, what's her Instagram?
It is Charlotte Sadie McLeod 10. Everyone go follow her. A little baby drag queen here in Vancouver. She's like literally an icon. So
they bring it.
Go check her out.
Oh, I know her.
Right.
Yeah. I was at one of the first brunches she ever did.
Yeah. She's like, she's a little brunch queen. She's so fun.
She's super fun, super sweet. I remember she really does turn it out. I remember she performed and then Kendall got on the mic and said an emotional speech and made everybody cry.
Oh.
This isn't like 2019, though. This is forever ago.
And inside Kendall's laughing because everyone's crying.
Yes.
Kendall's like, good.
Good. I like you.
Feel that?
Good.
I did that to you.
So you have some more ties to Canada's Drag Race than the rest of us do. You have family.
Yeah, I do.
Within the Canada's Drag Race universe. So what's it like having Chaos be part of the Canada's Drag Race kind of world and family, but then also being like actual family with you?
Well, it's wild because I think it was like right before I got on Drag Race, my mom reached out to me and she goes, you know, you have a cousin that does drag, right? And because I'm a hairdresser out of drag as well. I'm a hairdresser and she's and a hairdresser cousin. Like they're the same. Like we're literally like very similar in like our career paths.
Parallel lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like my mom sent me the link and I'm like, oh, we're already friends on Facebook. Because at one point I was adding a bunch of random drag queens like back in the day networking.
Right, of course.
Oh, so like you didn't know that you were cousins until like later?
Yeah.
Like 4 years ago?
Oh, like this wasn't like playing in the fields together as like little kids kind of thing. Like this was, sorry, I'm from the county. Yeah. I'm from the county, I'm sorry.
We didn't play in the fields together.
Is that how you grew up?
Chaos's family lives in Winnipeg.
Okay, so far.
Oh.
And my family, I'm from Winnipeg as well, but my mom, shortly after I was born, was like, you're not getting raised in Winnipeg. Okay. So she got us out of there real quick. So we never really went back a whole lot, and we didn't really see a lot of the family from Winnipeg unless they came to BC.
Oh my God. Okay. How fun. So you guys just recently figured this out.
Yeah. So then we find out we're cousins, and then we kind of start interacting, and we like immediately connect. And then I go and do Drag Race, and then my whole thing happens. I go, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Season 3 comes out, and they're like, so I think I want to audition. And like, I'm like, okay, yeah, that'd be kind of cunt. Like, let's.
That'd be kind of cunt. Keep maybe on serving. Cunt, 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 cunt,
so we. So I helped him with his audition process a bit. And like, we. Yeah, it was like really cool. I'm like, I had a feeling they would get on just because their drag is like pretty, pretty cool and like different than what we've seen on Canada's Drag Race, at least.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So
you had a hand in getting Chaos on the show. I didn't realize you helped them audition. That's so cool.
I wouldn't say a hand, but like, you know, I let them see my content and what I did to get on, and
that's a hand. So a that hand. Helps.
That's a hand. That's like that's
a
hand. You know.
It's not a heavy fist, but it's a hand. It's a finger.
Wait, I don't fist my cousins, babe.
I grew up in the county.
Well,
I
you
do.
Keep, you didn't know you were cousins. This is the thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Say, imagine you did it.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to say, I added them on Facebook because I thought they were hot. So then I tell my mom, fucker. I'm like, mom, is it blood or marriage? And she goes, blood. Oh, I'm like, oh.
Ooh.
Well, it's not like you could be those like weird cousin fucker gay porns. You could just be that.
cousin fucker gay. We always say cousins are for practice, so.
That is a bold statement, Beth.
So next up on our questions is Beth, how many of your cousins have you fucked?
To this day, 2, 3, 4, 17.
She has had a lot of practice there, ladies and gents.
Yeah. Work. Yeah. I love my cousins.
Love that. Shine. Can't. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out.
Okay. I have a very serious question, Beth. Will you ever wear any other color than light pink?
Did you not see me perform in a giant blue gown the other day?
Did you switch it up? Did you wear a blue gown?
She wore baby blue.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Let me switch my question. Will you wear anything other than a pastel? I want to see you in like a deep jewel tone. I want to like see you in that. I just feel like it would be so gorgeous.
I wear like jewel tone pink sometimes, like deep pink. Like I have a fuchsia gown. Jewel tone
pink.
I don't know. I have a fuchsia gown.
Do we fuck with like any reds or like deep like
I have actually,
cool red would look.
I literally performed in a red gown a couple weeks ago. Red gown and brunette wig for
you in red.
Look at there's me in a red gown.
See, I love you in red. It's beautiful. Yeah,
I actually call pink pastel red.
Okay. That is a choice. Only Beth. Just changing the rules of color theory. I love it. I love it.
No, but I wore a big blue gown the other day, and like I was like, I need to wear blue more often. And then I ordered 3 more pink things.
I like. But why pink? Why pink?
Well, look at me. So out of drag, I'm literally like, I wear black on black. Like, mm-hmm. I just the most like boring, like basic things. And like when I'm in drag, I just feel like such like a girly girl. And like in my mind, like girly girl, I just see myself in pink, blonde hair. It's really funny because I always get booked for like a lot of native shows, and like I show up to these native shows as like a big blonde Barbie, and
Trixie Coven.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny like that way, but like I used to get like self-conscious about doing native events as like this blonde, almost bimbo vibe. And but then like I was talking to Jaylene Time, a really well-known indigenous trans drag artist here in Vancouver, and she, you know, explained to me, you know, there's no one way to be native. And like I'm like, you know what, girl, that's so true. So like I stopped worrying about all that stuff, and like I
on
just,
your
like,
land
on my land.
Literally.
Yeah.
There's no time for it. Not on your land. No way, babe.
No. So I just like, I don't know. I just feel the most, like that's when I feel like I'm fully myself. It's when I'm in like blonde hair and big, bright pink outfit. Cause I just feel so, drag for me is an escape from real life. So why not go the most polar opposite of who I am? You know?
No, so would you say that that's what drives your persona and your aesthetic then?
Which part? Like just being completely opposite of who I am?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah. So for sure.
Which part?
Do you mean like the part that I was just talking about? Or like,
use your fucking ears, Juice.
Yeah, like honestly, like to me, like drag has always been this escape from reality, right? So I'm literally saying exactly what I just said, but like drag is my escape, and I want to be like, and also like I love who I become when I'm in drag, because out of drag I am very out of drag I am very like closed off and like kind of like quiet. Okay. I mean, I used not as much as I used to be, but because when you do drag as much as we do now, like you kind
of the same lies, answer again.
It is fully the same answer.
It's okay.
I love it. It's I'm okay. Obsessed.
That's why I started drag, but drag has also allowed me to become that person out of drag as well, if that makes sense.
Good. Yeah. She's able to Beth is able to bring out those other parts of you. Yeah.
Exactly. It's the same answer.
That's so cute. It is. That's what I'm laughing what? Against. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Okay, Beth, I feel like you have a one-woman show. Excuse me. I feel like you have a one-woman show inside of you. Like, is this something we could ever anticipate coming from Beth?
Wait, like
she's
a one
still
woman
holding
show.
On to this. Yeah, like a one-woman show. Like, do you think that's something that you could ever really, like, pull out? Cynthia, do you need a minute?
Oh my God, I'm like, you know when you get the gigglies? Oh my God, that just made me laugh. So funny. Beth, I'm serious. A one-woman show. Would you ever do it?
Oh, absolutely. I've talked to people about doing it already, and like, you know, it might be something that could be in the works right now. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, like a one night in Beth. The Beth night of your life.
Beth night of your life. I like that one. That's a good one.
So is this something you're actively working on right now?
It's something that's in the talks of being worked on.
Okay. That makes sense. Talking about. Yeah.
You
talking
give
about
really that energy.
It has been something I've always wanted to do. So it's just about aligning myself with the right people. And because like doing a one woman show, yeah, you're by yourself, but it does take a village, and it does take, you know, you can't do everything yourself. So yeah. I want to make sure.
No.
And I'm
ironically,
lucky
it's way more people. Like you could never do it by yourself. Like it does take.
It's like actually like a 47 person show. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just you happen to be just the face of it, you know, doing the performing. But yeah, it's like
exactly. I know. I saw Scarlett's one woman show, and she like the amount of costume changes she had to do like so quickly. Does she still have e-block juice?
I don't know, Beth. I haven't looked. You fucking bitch.
So what is new? What are you working on right now, Beth? Like, you're in Vancouver tons doing shows. Like, are we going on the road? Where can the kids find you? What are future Beth projects that are going to come out?
Well, I have been wanting to also release a single, something, because like I had a finale verse written for our season. Like I went with some verses already written.
Why didn't you release it?
Because I wanted to like workshop it a bit, and then too much time passed, and I'm like, this is stupid. So
that's fair.
I almost did it for the finale of season 3, released my verse, but then I didn't, and then I still didn't like workshop it. We were busy for that year, okay? but then there was like an aspect, there's like a part of the song that I really like love, and it's like Beth Believe something, blah 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 blah. So I thought like I need to like do a whole song about that. So that's something I've been really wanting to get started on. I've talked to Oceana about it a little bit too, because she has some experience producing some music, and Isis as well.
Oh my god, do a song with Oceana.
I love Oceana songs. Good old fashioned cream pie. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Oceana's like literally an icon. Like, I remember when Oceana walked into the workroom, I was like, what is she doing here? And then she opened her mouth. I'm like, that's why she's here.
Oh, I've known Oceana from time. So like when she walked in, I was like, yeah, this makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, she's such an icon.
She's hilarious. I get to see her
when
in a few
she
days
left,
excited.
I cried. Literally, that was like one of the girls that went home, and I was like,
I heard everyone cried when Oceana left.
Yeah. It was like,
we all have one. Not me, because I wasn't there, but everybody cried when Tainomi left on my season. What did you guys cry for?
Probably Ocean.
Yeah.
Was Ocean your
season?
That's
what I heard. Everyone. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Juice.
The feedback I heard, because I wasn't there as well, I heard everyone bawled their eyes out when Ocean left.
What season did you think she was from, my love?
3. I thought she was on season 3.
No, we had the pleasure. Beth and I had the pleasure.
All right, you and Beth are the same season. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, unfortunately. You know, I fully thought they set us up.
Too much fun.
I fully thought they set us up. Like, when I walked in the workroom and Gia was there, I'm like, oh, there's my storyline. Like, me and Gia, rivals, love this. And then Cynthia and Kendall walked in, and I was like, oh, supporting character. I live.
The cloud of Brat Pack over our season. Yeah.
But I will say something that I feel a lot of people do, and that if you two ever go back, because we know I'm not getting the call, but if you two ever get a call back to go, never go in thinking of a storyline, because they all have a different plan for you, and it's a different game. And this is for listeners too. If you are a Drag Race girly or somebody who wants to be on Drag Race, never go in with a preconceived notion that you have a storyline, because you're going to walk in there with such a rude fucking awakening, because it's not ever what you think. The Thunderdome is a completely different ball game.
Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%. You never know what's coming.
But yeah.
The last girl could be
But
sick.
What else am I working on right now? I'm going, I'm, I, yeah, I've just been doing like, you know, it's pride season right now.
It's Pride season. We're keeping busy, booked and blessed. I love to see it. You've got the hustle. What's been your favorite stage of the Prides that you've done all summer long?
Honestly, me and Juice went to Lethbridge, and it was such a fun time. There's something about going and doing Pride. There's something about doing Pride in these smaller towns that are just so much more fulfilling in a way, because it's more, it means something more in these smaller towns, I think. And that's why.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
They crave it. Like, they don't get as much of the drag. So when it comes, it's like you get to live that fantasy for them and they get to live it through you. It's really special. I know exactly what you mean. That's so fun. Lethbridge. So fun. Yeah.
We had a nice little time that weekend. It was fun. And we got to hang out with Stephanie a lot too, and the local girls. Chaos was even there. She called me fat. Yeah, that's okay.
It was so funny. We're sitting in the back room, and we're talking about like these guys or whatever. And then she was like, "I was like, ugh, they just ignored me, and they're talking to Juice." I'm like, "That's so fat phobic." And then I look at her. I'm like, "Actually, you're kind of plus, so that's not true." And then everyone in the room was so like, "Beth, you can't say that." And I was like, "What? She's not sample size."
We're like, "Oh, she's not that skinny." I was like,
"Well, my rule is you can call someone fat if you're fatter than them."
Okay.
Because then obviously it's they're not serious, you know, because it's like,
yeah, that's right, Cynthia, you fat piece of shit.
I don't know if I like this game. I feel compelled to go run the seawall.
I literally said that to someone. I called someone fat ones, my thing is I call them plus because it's like nicer.
I like that. That made me laugh. You seem kind of plus to me. It was very like a chic way of saying it. Right. No, you're plus.
So then someone pulled me aside and goes, "She's really self-conscious about her body weight. You shouldn't call her fat." And I was like, "Oh my God." So I call this person and I'm like, I'm so sorry, babe. Like, if I offended you, I'm not serious. She goes, You're fatter than me. You can obviously do it. Like, I know you're not like being serious. Like, you're huge. Compared to me, you're huge." So like, I'm like, work.
Who was this?
No worries. No comment. I don't want to call this person fat on your. I don't want to call this person fat on your award-winning podcast. So,
no, not yet.
Award presenting.
We presented awards, but we haven't won them yet. Wink, wink. But to kind of end the interview, we always go with something a little bit lighthearted. So we like to do a little bit of a lightning round. Are you cool with that?
Sure.
All right, Cynth, do you want to start?
Sure.
I could use a little more enthusiasm, Beth. Like, this is a really
Oh my God, yes, let's do it. Swipe me with that lightning, mama. Yes.
Meet me in the middle and we're there. Okay. Let's go. Doritos or Sun Chips?
Doritos.
Ballad or dance?
Ballad.
Mm. Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Okay. Excellent choice. Updo or Human Unit?
Ooh, back in the day, Updo. I keep switching back and forth.
It's rapid fire, Beth. You have to answer now.
Human Unit.
Okay.
Fringe or Feathers. You can do a ballad and a dance song. Oh, Fringe or Flares?
Fringe or Feathers.
Oh, Feathers.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Boomer.
Stiletto. Or Croc?
Croc.
Yes!
Yeah.
When I wrote that, I was like, I'm baiting her to the Croc.
Girl, I'm known for my Crocs. I literally walk off stage after my number. My Crocs are waiting by the stage entrance, and I slide out of my
Do you have the Croc heels yet? Do you have the Croc heels?
No, just my platforms right now. I think I'm going to get the heels, though, because they're kind of pussy.
They have the Barbie ones right now.
I wasn't sure about the heel, but then I picture fully stoning it. Like, let it just be like fully stoned, and then I think it's a serve. I want to get a pair.
My dream right now in life is to go back on Drag Race and walk the runway in a full Croc look, where I just have like gibbets all over me. I can like switch them around.
Do you know what you should get? Have you seen the big red boots? They have a Croc version of them.
Oh, yes. I hate those big red boots though.
Oh, I love those big red boots. I love them so much.
But you have bad taste.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. Well, Beth, thank you so much for joining us today. We had so much fun interviewing you and getting to pick your brain about all things pink and all things post-Drag Race as another first out girly. Is there anything
and all things why they are pink?
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't have my assistant here to ask pointed questions.
That's okay. Everyone needs a holiday. You know, you treat your staff well.
They followed you to Europe for that whole summer. Like, they needed a break.
And can I just say how classy it was for you to have the home renovation pause while you're doing your mansion, your wing in the background?
That's so beautiful of you.
That was very nice of you just to ask for your construction team to just pause for the podcast.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
We really do love to see you thrive, Beth. It's inspiring.
I'm very confused, but yeah, of course.
Beth, is there anything you want to promo before we let you go?
Follow me on Instagram because I want to pass a lot of people because I don't think I deserve to be the least followed queen in Canada's Drag Race history.
Period.
So follow me on all my socials at All That Beth, and you can get all this Beth baby.
Do it because she seems mad if you don't.
Big mad.
I'm not mad. I just don't post because I'm a boomer and I care more about my live performances than my social media presence.
Boomer.
Yeah, I'm old.
Well,
I'm not
we
25
love
anymore.
You
I'm 26.
Either way,
just that,
those 365 days, they change you. You're different after 25. Things change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's wild. It's wild. I hurt.
You're still thriving to me. I'm telling you, you've got a one woman show in you. I know what you mean about social media versus live. So put together something spectacular and the kids will come. I want to see it. I know you've got it in you. And I appreciate the hustle since our show. I feel like you're slaying. You look better than ever, baby.
Come check out my glow up, everyone.
Check
it out. You look worse than the show, but like still kind of
fun.
Yes.
No, I've heard that. I've heard that from people. They say it all the time.
Disgusting.
And I'm happy you figured out your lip liner juice box.
Oh my god.
Me and juice are best now, so we can do that.
I see it. I like it. Okay.
Thanks so much, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Of course.
Bye.
Mwah. Oh, it's so nice talking to Beth. What a sweetheart.
Yeah, she was fun. And it's fun to always connect with like first out girls because it feels like we're a part of this like little club.
No, totally. I wanted you guys to jump into that and you did. And it was perfect. Top of the interview. She's just such a cutie. I loved my laughing attack.
Because, oh, my God.
The sincerity of like just trying to be a good sport to answer the question again. But she had no different answer.
I know. And that was we were talking about it off camera, but it was kind of my fault because it was your question and I had, we didn't finish reading the question. So I finished reading the question thinking that maybe there'll be more to the answer, but it was just her being like, you fucking idiot. So I was like, oh, God damn it.
It was the semi-qualified highlight of the episode. I love
it. And remember guys,
semi-qualified,
semi-qualified at interviews, semi-qualified at drag, semi-qualified at podcasting. But yeah, that was super fun. Who do we have next week? Do we know?
Oh, it's a surprise to the SQ cuties, to me.
And a surprise for both of us at this point. Yes. I love that. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us for another week of Semi-Qualified Queens. If you want to follow us on any of our socials, you can follow us on Instagram at Semi-Qualified Queens Pod, Twitter at SQQ Pod with the hashtag Semi-Qualified Questions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
And if you want to hear your voice on the podcast, record a voice note at www.speakpipe.com/SQQPOD.
Thank you guys so much. And don't forget to leave a rating, show it to your friends, and send us a little bit of love. We love you.
Yes.
Bye.
Share. Mwah.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.